Back in the days of Martin Luther, there was a man named Valentine Hausmann. He was the mayor of Freiburg, Saxony, back in 1532. His brother Nicholas happened to be a pastor and also a friend of Martin Luther, but Valentine himself was a man filled with doubts, unbelief, even terror at the state of his faith. So his brother Nicholas told Luther about it. And Luther wrote a letter then to Valentine, giving him some spiritual counsel. He said, "How many there are who have less faith than you have, yet they are not aware of it and remain in their unbelief. The fact that God makes you sensible of this is a good sign that he wishes to help you out of your condition. The more you are aware of it, the nearer you are to improvement. Cling calmly to God, and he will cause everything to turn out well." Luther knew how Valentine felt because years earlier, as a young monk, Luther himself had been through it. He'd been through his own doubts and unbelief and terror. He wrote from experience as one who had made it through to the other side with God's help. Valentine, on the other hand, at that moment was right in the midst of his own dark night of the soul. So he found little comfort in Luther's words at that time. 4 months later, he was still struggling with this, and his brother Nicholas was talking with Luther again and mentioned what was going on. So Luther wrote back to Valentine. This time he said, "God deals with us in a wondrous way. It may appear to us that he means evil and harm, and yet what he does is for our benefit, even if we do not understand it. Under no circumstances allow yourself to become impatient because you do not at once have a strong faith. God is not the kind of father who casts off sick and erring children. If he were, he would have no children." Luther included some practical suggestions for what Valentine could do to be pulled through that wall that he was up against. "You should call upon God and pray. Do not leave off, even if you think it is to no purpose. Do not simply remain passive. Cry out against your terror. Repeat the Lord's Prayer in a loud voice. If you are unable to pray well, have something from the Psalms or New Testament read to you." We don't really know how this story concludes. We don't know of any more letters that Luther may have written to Valentine Hausmann. We don't know how closely Valentine may have followed Luther's counsel, or how many more weeks or months or even years he may have needed to persevere with God in order to find comfort. But we do know that Valentine's struggles are often our own. They're also the struggles of God's people through the ages. Today's first reading from Isaiah 40 harkens back to 587 BC. That's when the Jerusalem temple was destroyed by the Babylonians, and then the Babylonians carted the Israelites into captivity. The Israelites spent decades exiled in Babylon, living through their own dark night of the soul. In exile, God was punishing them, purifying them, because before the temple was destroyed, they were turning against each other, turning against God. They'd been given many prophetic warnings, which they ignored. So finally, they were suffering the consequences. And that's when Isaiah changed his tone. he proclaimed a word of comfort from God. Comfort, comfort my people, says God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Isaiah was now assuring the people that even though their struggle was difficult, God was in the difficulty. The gloom they experienced in exile, the longing for home, longing for a return to normalcy, that was the stuff God was using for their transformation. When they were stripped of everything familiar, they finally had no choice but to give everything over to God, to give even their doubt and unbelief at what was happening to them as their offering to God. And in that, God had rich treasures for his people. And they received those treasures from God because they stuck with him, even when it might have been easier to give up. One of those treasures, which we heard in the reading from Isaiah, was that the people realized how God's love and grace spreads even to the farthest corners of the world, even to people they don't know anything about. In their struggle, God was working in mysterious ways, preparing a highway, as Isaiah put it, a highway out of exile and back home. It turned out to be a gift of grace, this exile, because it deepened their faith, it enriched their faith. It revealed that the glory of the Lord is meant for all people. Because they stuck with God during their dark night of the soul, they received a blessing. And then they turned their blessing into a blessing for the whole world. And that's something that we benefit from today, something that happened 2,500 years ago, still reverberating in our lives and in our faith. The Israelites collectively went through the same basic struggles that Valentine Haussmann was going through personally. And this is what St. Paul is getting at in the other reading we heard today from 2 Corinthians. And the letters that Luther wrote to Valentine Haussmann, he was just following exactly what St. Paul was talking about in 2 Corinthians. God comforts us so that we can comfort others. That's what helps us to patiently stick with Christ until he raises us up. Luther went through it. Valentine Haussmann went through it. The Israelites in exile went through it. Perhaps you are going through it right now. When you enter your own dark night of the soul, you may grow weary, angry, terrified, sad. But God promises to be at work. And we learn a lot about the life of faith in those times by sticking with God and learning from people who have been through it themselves, like Isaiah, St. Paul, Valentine Haussmann, Martin Luther. One of the things we can learn in a counterintuitive way is that unbelief can actually be a form of faith. Remember how Luther counseled Valentine? He wrote, "The fact that you're aware of your unbelief, the fact that you're aware of it, is a good sign that God is actually working in you. God wants you to stick with him so he can help you." Luther knew what he was talking about. He was a good guide because he'd been through it himself. So what he recommended was simple. First, pray, even if you think it makes no difference. Pray, because God is there, and the Holy Spirit will be praying in you and with you. Second, turn to the Psalms or the New Testament. There's all kinds of prayers in there, and in them you're bound to find something, some connection to someone in the Bible who's been through a situation similar to your own. Well, it's not just Luther who can be a guide, or St. Paul or Isaiah for that matter. Find anybody who's been on that journey through the valley of the shadow of death, someone who's persevered with God until finding new life in Christ on the other side. That person is a good guide to lean on. You probably know somebody. Lean on that person, and they will point you to the cross of Christ. Now, when it comes to the cross, remember, when Jesus was nailed to the cross, his disciples ran away in fear. Anyone else who looked upon him would have thought, there is a God-forsaken person. But we know from the resurrection, God was actually at work in Jesus as he was on the cross. And the cross reveals that God is hidden in what appears to all the world to be his opposite. The cross reveals we cannot work our way to God. Instead, God comes to us as a gift. That's grace. And we receive that gift by trusting. That's faith. And through that, God comes to bring us comfort. Amen.